Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad we know the one who can take care of every problem, every situation, every need. Oh, praise our God. We can bring it to Him. And so often it is so true. We just need to let go and let the Lord do it. Sometimes we hang on to our own perception, our own thinking, our own will, and we could be so, so wrong. I know God knows. He knows every angle. He knows every detail. And oh, I'm so thankful that we can give it over to the Lord. Amen. I'm so thankful that He will come and help us fight our battles for us. Amen. It's a wonderful hope we have in Him. It's a wonderful Savior who's right there when we call upon Him. Amen. Ready to meet our needs and to help us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin here tonight. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you again for another opportunity. I thank you that we could gather here, Lord, in this place. Oh, Lord Jesus, that we could draw nigh to you. I thank you that we could worship you, Lord, that we could give you the praise from our lips, oh God, that, oh God, we can give that spiritual sacrifice unto thee, Lord Jesus. And I pray, oh Lord, that you touch our hearts. Oh Lord, that you'd work in us tonight. I pray that you would change the things that need to be changed, oh Lord. Oh God, that you give us hope beyond this world. You know every trial, you know every test, oh God, you know every pain, oh Lord, that people bear, oh God, and I know that you're here to help us, Lord, to meet every need, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you work through this scripture, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you'd use it mightily, oh God, oh Lord, I pray that you take it, Lord. Let your will be done. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in our hearts, oh Lord, as we draw nigh to you, Lord. Oh God, I pray that you'd have your way, Lord. Oh God, I pray that you'd help those that are in great need, Lord. Oh Lord Jesus, help John and Stacy as they travel, Lord. I pray, oh Lord, if Stacy and Elijah are still feeling the effects of that sickness, Lord, that you would heal them quickly, Lord. I pray, oh Lord, that you relieve them, oh God, of anything, oh Lord. Oh God, that needs to be gone, Lord Jesus. And oh Lord Jesus, that the healing virtue would flow, Lord. Oh God, that you keep them on your journey, that you'd help them with the RV. Oh Lord, you know every circumstance, every need, Lord, and we give it to you, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray for Penny, I pray for John, I pray for Mackenzie. I pray, oh Lord, that you would touch them afresh, Lord. Oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that you bring forth faith, Lord. Oh, faith to operate in the hearts. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, to deliver, to set free, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Oh, God, you are able to meet every need. You are able to deliver. Oh, God, there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. And oh, God, we stand in this place beseeching thee, Lord. Oh, God, leaning on thy promises, Lord, knowing that they are yea and amen, Lord. And oh God, that you are here to meet the needs of your people, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. And Lord, I pray for Rob and Tori, Lord. And oh God, I pray for the others there that they would all have wisdom with the situation with Tori's mother. Oh God, that you would breathe down wisdom, Lord. Oh God, that you'd also help her mother, Lord, in the confusion of her mind and all the things that have happened. God, you know what the problem is, Lord. And I ask that you would touch her, Lord. I pray that you'd move in this situation, that your will would be done, Lord. Oh God, for we come to thee, Lord Jesus. Oh God, oh Lord, you see and you know, Lord. And I pray, oh God, that you'd completely heal Tori, Lord, of all the consequences of that concussion. I pray that you'd heal her, Lord. Oh God, that she would recover fully, Lord. Oh God, have your way, Lord Jesus, for you are here, oh Lord, to heal, Lord. And I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for the work in her heart. I thank you, Lord, for how you've used this, Lord. Now I pray, oh Lord, for the daughter Gabby. I pray for others too, oh God, who are looking for an exemption, oh Lord, from this vaccine, Lord. My daughter Sarah too. Oh God, we lift them up, oh Lord Jesus. Oh God, help your people, Lord. Make a way of escape, Lord, from this thing, oh God. Oh Lord, you see what has happened. Make a way for your people, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh God, as we walk this earth. Oh Lord, we need you, Jesus. And I just pray, oh Lord, that you'd work in a mighty way. Oh God, that you give us wisdom in this world. But oh Lord, give us faith, a faith to overcome. Oh Lord, all the trials, all the tests. Oh God, all the things that are coming upon the face of this earth, Lord. Oh God, help us, Lord, as we walk on this earth, Lord. Oh God, in your precious saving name, I pray that you work in our hearts, Lord. Oh God, I pray, oh Lord, too, for Brian Fowler, Lord. If he's still sick, Lord, I pray that you would touch him. I pray that you completely heal him. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, Lord. Oh God, you made us and you know how to fix us, Lord. I pray that you'd work here tonight. I pray, oh Lord, that you touch your people, Lord. You know every infirmity. I pray, oh God, that you give us faith as we reach out to touch even the hem of thy garment, oh Lord. Oh God, that you work in our hearts, Lord. Oh God, for you know all things. Oh God, and you're here. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh God, you will heal those that came to you while you were on earth. Oh Lord, you know how to heal us now, here at the end of the world. Oh Lord, I thank you, Lord. Pray that you give me words, that you'd anoint my words, oh God. And oh God, that you'd help this message to come forth as thou would ordain. Oh Lord, come against every hindering spirit and everything that might try to, oh God, cause trouble, Lord. Be here, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. I can do nothing without you, Lord. I ask for thy strength and for thy help. Help us, Lord. Open our eyes, oh God, oh Lord. Open our ears, Lord. Help us to hear what you want us to hear, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to be submissive to thee, Lord Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be here, Lord, to meet the needs of your people, to call the wandering one back to thee, Lord, to save the person who's never yet given their heart over to you. Oh God, to fill with the Holy Ghost, oh Lord Jesus, to heal the sick. Oh Lord, be here, Lord Jesus, I ask in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. He is here. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to go to a portion of Psalms again here tonight. And let's just begin here by turning here just Psalms 29. And we're going to read the first two verses here in Psalms 29. Praise the Lord. Let's call this message, Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So praise our God. Praise the Lord. Oh, you know, it's a wonderful thing when we submit our lives to the Lord. Oh, when we really turn things over and let him have his way. And oh my, you know, so many things begin to change. Not only does he begin to work in our lives. But oh my, things that we thought were impossible began to be possibilities. And oh yes, real changes and opportunities. Oh, that's our gracious God. But here in Psalm 29, the Psalm of David, we are told in the first verse, Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it is so beautiful when people gather together and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You know, I can't always see everyone when I'm playing the piano over in my corner. But you know, it's a beautiful thing when, you know, I look at whoever is visible on my side and see them lifting up holy hands unto the Lord. worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. I just had opportunity last Sunday just to have a little peek, it seemed, and I saw Tori in the back, and I saw her raising her hands and worshiping the Lord, and it was so beautiful. You know, we think of where the Lord brought us from and how we used to be and how we once didn't know him. Oh, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to see and know the goodness of the Lord. Oh, yes, to have been touched by the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, it wells up in our heart. Oh, how can we thank you, Lord? How can we praise you? What can we do in turn for all that thou hast done for us? Oh, praise the Lord. We want to give him first of all our hearts. But praise the Lord, it's a daily thing. Turning our lives over to the Lord, surrendering our will. Oh, yes, it's a daily thing. Oh, yes, to turn over, you know, the things that we might, you know, want to do and say, Lord, not thy will, but mine be, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, yes. And what we can do, we can give him the fruit of our lips. Oh, yes. To give him the praise that wells up inside when we think of the goodness of Jesus. We can give him glory and we can give him strength. Oh my, that worship that comes from the heart. Praise the Lord, the glory due unto his name. And how we want to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh yes, to be holy means to be separated. He has brought us to the wondrous light of salvation, the wondrous light of his word. And praise the Lord, then there's a call. It's a call to separation. We cannot stay in the world and live for the Lord. He calls us to be separated. Praise the Lord, unto holiness. And praise the Lord, it's wonderful when, you know, there is that surrender. Oh, others are not going to understand. But who's to know? Oh, yes, you know, they may see one day and they may have a hunger in their hearts and they may want what you have. Yes, if you will live that life and live a life of worship unto the Lord. Oh, yes, to be able to worship him in the beauty of holiness. Oh, praise the Lord. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. The price that he paid for our salvation is one that we can never thank him enough for. Oh, praise the Lord. So we want to give unto the Lord what little that we can give. We may feel like we don't have much to give him. Well, I'll tell you what. Give him your little. Give him your little and see what he does. How he uses that, how he can take your little and give you more and give you that which is sufficient to meet every need. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We can worship him. Oh, praise the Lord. Wonderful things happen when we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And, you know, Jesus said, God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him. Must worship him in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Oh, yes, amen. The people that know the joyful sound. Oh, praise the Lord who can live in the light of his countenance. Praise our God. But oh, yes, we've got something deep within. We've got something to share. And sometimes, oh, yes, our worship can be very demonstrative. It might even be loud. Oh my. If we turn now to Psalms 47, I think we can discover some of the reasons that we need to worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. I think we're going to get, oh yes, some ways in this 47th chapter of Psalms to tell us how that we can relate to God, how we can worship him, how we can praise him. Amen. Praise the Lord. It tells us here, verse 1, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, yes, there's victory in the camp when we realize how he has delivered us. You know, I think of the children of Israel. Oh, yes, when they saw the wondrous work of God, when they had finished crossing the Red Sea. And not only had they crossed the Red Sea, each and every single one of them, but the enemy that had pursued after them was drowned. And there was that realization at that moment that they had been delivered. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, they could sing gloriously. Moses and the children of Israel. Oh, chapter 15 of Exodus. Oh, gives their song as they were worshiping the Lord, as they realized the greatness of God's deliverance. And I'll tell you what. Oh, yes. Oh, that was a physical deliverance. Oh, they were, you know, they had no other way other than the Lord to do a miracle. The Red Sea was before them, the Egyptians behind them, and what in the world, oh yes, would get them to the place they needed to go. But God knew how. And I love that. No matter how impossible a situation may be, God knows how to deliver. He knows how to do things that we never dreamed. I have a feeling, you know, those Hebrew people, those Israelites probably didn't realize that God would literally open up the Red Sea and make a highway out of it so that that great multitude of people, in the millions, I dare say, could cross over to the other side. Oh, yes. They had a song. Oh, yes, they knew. Oh, that God had become glorious in power. Oh, yes. Exodus 15, verse 6. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumeth them as stubble. And with a blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Oh, praise the Lord. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Verse 10 says, thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, amongst the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand to the earth, swallow them. Thou in thy mercy hath led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Praise the Lord. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over. O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hand hath established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever, for the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Oh, praise the Lord. What a song they had. What a time of rejoicing when they realized the wonderful deliverance of the Lord. Oh, yes, he's given us a song, too. Yes, We were all up there. Oh, yes, we were all, in a place, miry clay. And it was only by the grace of God that we were delivered out of that horrible pit, out of that miry clay. Oh, the Lord God talked to our hearts. Oh, yes, he talked to us. Oh, yes, and he began to work in our lives. He began to call us unto repentance. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, we gave heed to that call and turned our lives over to him. Praise the Lord. And he took us. Oh, he brought us up out of that miry clay, out of that horrible pit. He set our feet upon a rock, the rock Christ Jesus. Amen. He established our goings. He put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve an amazing God, and he knows how to deliver us through every battle, every struggle, every sickness. Oh, yes, every problem. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So here, yes, Psalms 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. And I would say, oh, yes, that word terrible here, oh, talks about his awesomeness, his powerfulness. Oh, yes, his ability to conquer. Oh, yes, and to go forth. Oh, yes. Now it's going to be terrible to those that do not fear him. But, oh, he's going to be mighty to those that submit to him and yield their lives unto him. Praise the Lord, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Praise the Lord. He is the great king over all the earth, literally. Praise the Lord. And it goes on to tell us in verse 3, he shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Oh, praise the Lord. And I believe here he's beginning to prophesy of what is ultimately going to happen here. Oh, yes, in the end time, we may be up against Red Sea. Oh, yes, we've already seen things that we can't believe. And we hear terrible things constantly in this present time that we're living right now. But one thing we know, we serve a God, and he is mighty, and he is going to come, and he is going to save us. Oh, he is going to subdue the people under us. He's going to conquer them. There is going to be a time when they are going to be cut off, those that are going forward in their own rebellious ways, who do not fear God, who hate his people. Oh, yes. They're going to be subdued under us. Amen. And the nations under our feet, they're all going to be brought down. Oh, yes. And there's going to be that moment. Oh, yes. When they're going to have to bow the knee to God and acknowledge who he is. Oh, yes. They're going to have to confess with their tongues that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Oh, it's going to happen indeed. For our God is going to subdue them, and they're going to see and understand. The blinder is going to be taken off their eyes at that moment. They're going to understand he is the great king over all the earth. It tells us in verse 4 here in Psalms 47, He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we know that for the people of God, he has great things in store for his people. Oh, we know from 1 Corinthians, that second chapter. Oh, it says in verse 9, but it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, praise the Lord. If we can just endure until the end, if we can just keep serving the Lord, there are things that we've never been able to perceive in our heart even. They are so grand. They are so glorious. They are so wonderful. The things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, praise the Lord. There are great things awaiting God's people. Amen. And he loves his people. Oh, yes, it's a chosen generation. Oh, yes, that the Lord has brought forth. Oh, a royal priesthood. Praise the Lord. It's a peculiar people that God has brought forth to do his will. Oh, yes, and do exploits in this world. Oh, praise the Lord. The excellency of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah, praise our God. Praise the Lord. Tells us here in Psalms 47, verse 5. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know, yes, he is coming back. He is coming back. And when he comes back, oh my, there's going to be a shout. Oh, it's going to be such a shout that I believe every ear is going to hear it. Oh, yes, the shout of victory, the shout of triumph as the Lord Jesus comes forth to gather his people. Oh, yes, that trump of God, that shout, amen, as he comes forth to gather his people. And yes, to bring forth judgment. Oh, so much is going to happen at that moment on that day. And I believe it's in the making. Oh, I believe it's in the making. Praise the Lord. He's gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. And so it is. He's going to come back with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. Oh, yes, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together with him in the clouds. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, there together with God's people, there in the air to meet the Lord. Oh, yes. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And this is such a hope that we have in our heart. We can comfort one another with those words. Praise the Lord Jesus. So that great cloud of witnesses, the people of God, oh, that he's going to bring forth, oh, that he's going to gather together. Amen. At that moment when he comes back to gather his elect, praise the Lord. And yes, he will be judging this world in righteousness. Amen. Goes on to tell us in the sixth verse, so therefore, oh, this is how we need to react. Oh, when we think of the goodness of Jesus, we think of his power and his might. Oh, and oh, yes, it comes to us, our need to worship him. Oh, yes, what he has done. Oh, we can sing praises to God. Oh, those praises that well up in our hearts. We think of how he's delivered us, how he set us free from that world of sin, how he brought us up out of the miry clay. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 6 here, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our God. Sing praises unto our King, it says. Sing praises. Amen. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. It's repeated, is it not? Oh, let me read that again. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For verse 7 continues the thought. It says, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Oh, praise the Lord. All the people of the Lord who know that joyful sound need to sing forth those praises unto our King. Oh, he is so worthy. There is none like unto him. There is none that could compare. Oh, yes. Oh, there's none beside him that could judge this world in righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, it was kind of amazing today. I know Sister Penny called me and we were talking and then she mentioned a scripture that she'd been reading. And lo and behold, it was the sixth verse here in Psalms 47. And believe it or not, a few minutes before she called, I had just read that verse. And I was thinking upon it. In fact, I wrote it down. Oh, praise the Lord. It's amazing how God works. But he has put a song of praise in our hearts. It's a song that only the redeemed know. And how we need to bring it forth as we worship him. Oh, yes, that thought was repeated four times in verse 6. There, looking in the seventh verse, it's repeated again. And there it says, sing ye praises with understanding. Oh, again, it's only the redeemed of the Lord that can really sing and worship the Lord. Oh, it's only after you know the goodness of the Lord and know what he has done that you can truly worship him with all your heart. You can all really sing unto him with understanding. Oh, that tremendous realization that God is the King of all the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. There is none to compare unto our God. And we know, yes, it may not all be obvious at this moment. May not be completely apparent at the moment. Or we as his children see and understand. But rebellious man is going forth in his rebellious ways, not fearing God and trying to bring forth his world, her world, their millennium. All the concepts they're trying to do what they think is in their power to do. Oh, there is a mighty God in heaven, and he only is the King of all the earth, and he is coming back. Oh, he is coming back to judge this world in righteousness. And praise the Lord, it tells us in verse 8, God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Oh, praise the Lord. I just want to pause here a minute. You know, verse 8 tells us God reigneth over the heathen. And it isn't fully realized at this moment. The rebellious do not understand who is really in charge of this earth. But oh my, that moment is drawing nigh. And our God is going to come forth. Amen. Oh, the devil has understanding. He knows that he hath but a short time. And he is going about seeking whom he may devour. We got the deception that is going on. Oh, yes, it talks about it in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. Oh, that deception that the devil has put into the hearts of his cohorts, of the hearts of his people. He's going forth to deceive the nations, making them think that they can bring forth one world, their utopia. Oh, yes, so they can fight against God and prevail. Oh, he's put all kinds of thoughts into their minds. But it's not going to work, is it? No, oh my. There's going to be that moment when he who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords is going to come and not tarry. Oh, praise the Lord. He's going to come forth in his greatness, in his majesty. in such a way that it tells us that every eye is going to see him. Praise the Lord. Even those that pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth are going to wail because of him. Oh, suddenly that veil is going to be taken off their eyes. And they're going to understand those that rejected him. Those that would not consider that he was the Messiah. Oh, they're going to realize at that moment. Oh, yes, tells us, Revelation, the first chapter, verse 7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Oh, it's so established. It so will happen. It's going to happen soon, I do believe. And all at once, there's going to be a standing before the great judge. It explains in Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Oh, you can just imagine as all this begins to happen, all these details, all at once, and all at once, the earth and the heaven fled away, they flee away, and you know, all at once, people find themselves standing before the great white throne and him that sat on it. And John, oh yes, as God was showing him this great sight, it tells us in verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those books, out of those things which were written in the books, according to the works. Oh, it's over at that moment. It is finished at that moment. There's no more opportunity. Tells us in verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, how we want to give heed. While we have a moment, oh yes, while the Savior knocks at the heart's door, oh yes, while we yet have opportunity to hear his voice and to open that door of our heart unto him. Oh, as he said in Revelation 3, verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Oh, praise the Lord, the door is still opened. We can still enter while we may. But oh, there is a moment that that door will close. And all at once that realization that the King has come. Oh, praise the Lord, the King has come, the righteous judge. And all at once, all are going to stand before him. Oh, yes, as there is a resurrection of the dead, those that have lived before. And suddenly, every individual will be standing before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Well, how we need to give heed while we can. Amen. How we need to give heed right now. Oh, yes, because he's coming back. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. As that 8th verse tells us in Psalms 47. The 9th verse again tells us, the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Oh, that gathering together of the elect as he comes forth upon the scene. And all at once, oh, we see as it is described in the Gospels. Matthew chapter 24. Oh, where there's this description. It tells us in Matthew 24, verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Oh, praise the Lord. It's going to be. Praise the Lord. And you know, as the 29th verse here, Matthew 24 tells us it's after, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Oh, yes, there's been tribulation on this earth for a long time. But when it's completed, oh, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And just as all of this is happening, probably pretty simultaneously, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And yes, he sends forth his angels with a great sound of a trumpet to gather forth his people from the four winds, all from the four corners of the earth, all from every place upon this earth, the gathering of his people together. Oh, praise the Lord. As it tells us in verse 9 here of Psalms 47, the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. And oh, yes, if we're in Christ Jesus, then are we seed of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are Abraham's seed in that sense too. Praise the Lord. We are all the children of God. Praise the Lord, both Jews and Gentiles, as Galatians, that third chapter, oh, so aptly tells us. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Oh, he's going to come. I believe we have quite a description in Psalms 46. I'd like to just read the very last portion of the chapter before, Psalms 46. It tells us, if we look at verse 8, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. And of course, we have these descriptions of his desolations, the day of the Lord's going to come forth as a thief in the night, and suddenly the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise, and the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. All the earth and all the works that are therein are going to be burnt up. Oh, it's going to happen, folks. And oh my, all at once, there's going to be great desolation upon this earth. And oh, here we begin to hear, have a description here in Psalms 46. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. All the enemies of Christ Jesus, those that thought that they could win against God, who gathered together there at Armageddon to fight against the Lord and his people. I'll tell you what, it's not going to be a pretty picture for them at all. Oh, what they sought to do is going to be put to complete desolation. It's going to be, oh, swift wrath of God. And he's going to come forth. All at once, there's going to be that realization who Jesus Christ is. and the great need to give him reverence, to give him one's heart, to tremble before the Lord, to get right with God before it is too late. Oh, yes, to give him our hearts. There's a description in so many places in the Word of God. But I'd like to turn to Isaiah, the second chapter, for the moment. It describes the work of God as he comes to this earth to end the works of men. It tells us, if we look at the 10th verse here in Isaiah chapter 2, enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures, everything that has been esteemed by men, everything that has been exalted, all things that are high and lofty in the sight of man, all on that day they are going to be brought down. They are going to be brought low. Oh, yes, they are going to be destroyed. Verse 17 here in Isaiah 2 tells us, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Oh, the arrogancy of man. Those that really think that they are in charge and working hard to bring forth a system according to their own desires and liking, trying to bring the rest of the world into great poverty, so that they will submit unto them. Oh, we see all their plans in action right now. The things that are happening right now aren't coincidence. Oh no, the elitists of this world have considered these things for a long, long time. They've been looking for this time. Oh yes, they've been longing to bring forth a time when, yes, they will eliminate a lot of people and have their own kind of world. And they think they can pull it off. But God sees it all. And oh, yes, there is going to be that moment when they are going to be brought very low. And God alone is going to be exalted. It tells us here in that second chapter of Isaiah, verse 18, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. And it seems that there's going to be a realization as these things are coming to pass. Oh, that the Great One is coming. And oh my, there's going to be some kind of attempt to hide from his wrath. And even now, we know that those that think they are in charge, the luminous, the elitists, you know, some of them have these places in other parts of the world where they kind of have, you know, have some kind of provisions that are set aside and, you know, some kind of places in the earth where they think they can hide. It tells us in verse 19, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Oh, there it is, that word terribly again. Oh, it's going to be a shaking like has never been known before. Oh, yes, there's going to be a sudden realization. Oh, my, we thought we could conquer. We thought that we could be the ones in charge, but they had not reckoned with Almighty God. They had not realized his power, his might, his ability. Oh, yes, the fact that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords tells us in verse 20 here in this chapter, in that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and unto the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear the Lord, for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Oh, it is coming. Our God will not be defeated. Oh, yes, he is going to come, and he's going to come for his people. Oh, he's going to come for the ones that have waited for him. Oh, praise the Lord. And this second chapter of Isaiah ends by saying, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. For wherein is he to be accounted of? ? Oh yes, it's going to be over. It's going to be over. And it suddenly, they're going to realize that they're going to have to stand before one that is greater than they are. Oh, who has majesty beyond any majesty that they ever assumed. Oh, yes, they're going to have to stand before him and give an account of their lives. It's going to be a fearful thing. Just, oh, stand before the living God. At that moment, and realize, oh my, it's over. And what will they do in the end thereof? As they've lived their lives according to their own notions, designed their own gadgets, mentality, oh yes, brought forth robots, thought that they could bring forth some kind of life, part human and part robotic. Oh, all the things that they, considered to do and test tube babies and, all the devices, what they're trying to do and sterilize the human race so they can bring forth a genderless people according to their own making and liking. I'll tell you what, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because there is one that is over all. There is a God that is in control. There is a God that sees it all, and as he judged the world in the days of Noah and brought forth a flood, as he judged Sodom and Gomorrah in the time of Lot, so he is going to judge this world. Oh, it's going to come forth, and oh yes, all at once, it is going to be over. And how wonderful it will be for those that are right in the sight of God, those that have turned their ways over to the living God, those that have turned their sins over to God, the gracious one, the loving one. Oh, yes. If human life will just bow to God and submit their lives unto God, if they'll just tremble before the Almighty One and repent of their sins, there is a gracious God in heaven who will forgive. Oh, praise the Lord. But if there is rebellion in the heart, it's going to be so different at that moment when he comes to judge this world in righteousness. You know, we're told in 1 John, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. That is what we desire. We stand before God, we want to have boldness. In other words, no sin to beset us. No sin to separate us from God. No sin to cause a great blemish and to cause us, oh yes, to be cast into the lake of fire. Oh, how we want our love to be made perfect. But praise the Lord, oh, we have moments right now to turn our lives over to the Lord. And as Psalms 46 ends there, the 10th and 11th verse, it tells us in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Oh yes, there's a time to be quiet. There's a time to consider. There's a moment that must be that we turn our hearts over to the living God, that we acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord. He is God. He is the Mighty One. He is the Messiah. We need to fear him. Oh, we need to surrender to him. We need to give unto him our hearts. Oh, yes, we need to worship him while we can, because he's going to come back. And how we want to be right when we stand before him. The 11th verse here in Psalms 46 tells us the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, or for those that fear him. For those that turn to him, he is a place of safety. He is a place of security. He is a refuge. He is with his people. And oh yes, we don't have to fear all these things that are coming upon the face of the earth. No, because God is with us. And oh yes, we have that hope in our heart. We know that he is going to come and he's going to judge this world in righteousness. Oh, there's descriptions in so many places in the scripture. But if we just turn for a moment to Isaiah, the 25th chapter, it tells us how our God will come. It tells us in Isaiah 25, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Oh yes, that's how it's going to be. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. By strong, it's talking about the victorious people. Oh yes, the people that know the joyful sound. It tells us the city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. All at once there's going to be understanding as our God, oh yes, comes forth to bring vengeance to them that fear him not and that have scorned at his mercy and rebelled against his ways. But for his people, verse 4, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Then thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. You know, there's a lot of scripture that talks about God taking men in their own devices. And could this description here in Isaiah 25 be talking about an atomic blast that goes forth. God knows. But all I know, he's going to bring them down. Though on the other hand, he is going to be a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Oh, it's all going to happen. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts speak unto all people, a feast of fat things, a feast of wines and the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines and the lees, well refined. Oh, there's a taking of the spoil. As God comes forth, oh yes, to bring forth his judgment, and oh yes, to annihilate those that have come against God and opposed him. And all at once, this recognition, oh, as they see, oh yes, as they begin to understand who our God is, tells us in verse 7, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. Yes, that realization of who he is. Oh, yes, that need. Oh, to bow the knee to God. Oh, to confess that he is Lord. Oh, yes, God the Father, yes, praise the Lord. There's going to be that acknowledgement as every eye sees him. And all at once, that veil that is been upon their faces is going to be cast off, uncovered. There's going to be a realization who Jesus is. Oh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Messiah, the one whom we waited for. Oh, praise the Lord, it's going to be glorious for his people, but dreadfully terrible for those that have scorned his mercy and not feared him. Tells us in verse 8, he will swallow up death and victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. Oh, praise the Lord, great victory for his people. And here it is, tells us in verse 9, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It's going to be such a wonderful moment for those that are in Christ, those that have repented of their sins and turned to the living God. Oh, we'll be so thankful that we heard the joyful sound, that we committed our lives to God, that we obeyed the command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and tarried until we were filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. Oh, everything that's exalted in this earth. All the high things, all the lofty things. Oh, yes, the pride of man is all going to be brought down as the Lord God comes forth to judge this world in righteousness. And the fortress of the high fort of the wall shall be brought down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. Satan's kingdom, completely demolished, defeated, brought to nothingness. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we know what follows. Oh, that lake of fire. Oh, yes. The devil to be cast into that lake of fire. The second death. in other words. Oh, yes. Those that are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life beside how we want to be in the Lord, how we want to give heed while we yet can, and how there is a need at this very moment to worship the Lord, to sing His praises, oh yes, to call upon Him, oh praise the Lord, to give unto the Lord all that we can give Him, our lives, turning it over to Him, oh yes. The glory, the strength that we have, it's all due Him. Anything, oh yes, that we could have possibly have done, it's just because of the Lord Jesus. And how we need to strive. Our living here is a striving to give Him back what He has given us. It's all because of Him. His greatness, His power, His love for us. And praise the Lord, we can give Him our lives. We can do as it tells us in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh yes, our short stay on this earth is all about turning our life over to the Lord, submitting unto the Lord Jesus, letting Him work through us. Oh yes, we give Him our little, but He gives us the abilities that we need. He gives us the strength that we need. And praise the Lord, there is a reason, therefore, that we can offer to God continually the praises that come from our mouth. Oh yes, as it tells us in Hebrews, that 13th chapter, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Oh, we want to give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Oh, we want to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. Oh, praise the Lord. We want to sing those praises that well up in our hearts to our God, to the King of all the earth, to the Mighty One who is coming back to judge this world in righteousness, the One that will be exalted. He will be exalted among the heathen. He will be exalted in the earth. Oh, they will know. But praise the Lord. How beautiful it is if the God of Jacob is our refuge, our dwelling place, our place of security. Oh, the One that we know that is going to come back and save us. The One that we are waiting for. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, there are great things to look forward to. Oh, things that I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor has the heart comprehended. The things, oh yes, that God has reserved for them that love Him. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. And so we can worship our God. We can clap our hands. We can shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh yes, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom we love, Selah. Oh, it's all going to come to pass. God is God, up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. Oh, that walk in the light of his countenance. Oh, praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to be redeemed by the power of our God. To have our life committed over to God. Oh, praise the Lord. And therefore, he has put that praise in our heart. Oh, and we can worship him. Oh, we are thankful. How thankful we're going to be when we stand before him and realize he took us. He took us when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, when we were a dreadful sinner, when we had rebelled against him. But thankfully, wonderfully, we had turned our lives over to the living God, repenting of our sins, in obeying his commands, oh, walking in his light, oh, yes, fearing the Lord. What a day that's going to be. Praise the Lord. Let's give unto him that worship. Let's give unto him that praise. Oh, the glory that is due unto his name. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. You love him tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you have done in our hearts. Thank you for that hope that we have deep down inside. I pray that you would continue to lead us, to guide us, to get us right, to get us ready. Oh, God, help us to listen. Help us to obey. Help us to commit our lives unto thee, Lord Jesus, to fear thee. Oh, God, to be ready to stand before thee, Lord, to hear thee say, well done. Oh, thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Talk to our hearts and help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's give unto the Lord. Amen. Our lives, let's surrender our will. Let's do what we can in the moments that we have. Let's be faithful. Let's be his servants. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we are going to open our chorus books to number 44 and sing, Give Unto the Lord, number 44. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in holiness. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. to the Lord. Oh, ye my people, unto the Lord, glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord, glory to God. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night.